Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
We are back for our spring break. From our spring break, I should say. And here's what I know. In the order of checking in on what we did on our spring break, Mo goes last.
Of course.
Because nobody can follow his up and have it sound exciting.
Not at all.
Kristen, what did you do?
So we went to Orlando first. Saw my stepmom for a bit, then popped over to Disney for the very first time as a family of three. Jimmy got to experience Disney. I got some stuff about that later. It was great, and it was exhausting, and I have a lot of tips and tricks. Probably should have waited one more year.
Okay. You and I were talking about this before you left. I think he'll remember this in his soul. Like, it'll be a core memory.
Yeah, yeah.
He might not remember the park and a lot of stuff, but he'll remember.
Oh, he had a great time, like, for sure. It was just, there was some adjustments as far as, like, him getting used to sleeping in a hotel room with us. And we never had a tantrum in the park, which is lovely, knock on wood. Jimmy's never had a public tantrum, but we certainly had some behind the scenes. And my pictures would never show you that, though, on Instagram.
Of course not.
And then after that, we went to, for the very first time, Amelia Island, which is...
That's like in my neck of the woods, or my old neck of the woods.
Yeah, just a little bit north of Jacksonville for the very first time, because we wanted something that was close to Disney, so we could have, like, you know, some chill, and then, you know, head back here. And so that was nice, just to have some downtime at the beach, and that was it.
Super fun.
Yeah, it was a really nice family vacation.
So I took my 16-year-old, who was a huge soccer head, to England for a couple of matches. We were in London, and we saw his favorite team, Tottenham, play, and they won, which was cool. And then I wanted to see a real game because Tottenham was playing such a crappy game that we got in the train and we went to go see Manchester City versus Arsenal, which was a huge match. And we got to take the train all the way across the country. So we got to do that together. And then as soon as I got back, he went to school and then I went to Florida with some friends. So my body doesn't know if it's coming or going. Nothing like Mo's and Abby's because she went across the country.
Oh, yeah. Me and my mom went to Napa, which I was so excited for because we don't really take vacations, just me and her. So we decided to spend a couple of days in California doing what me and my mom like to do best, drink wine. And the best way that I can describe what the experience is, and this is kind of a niche comparison, but it is the closest thing I have felt to sorority recruitment since being in college, because every day you're waking up at the ass crack of dawn, putting on a fancy outfit that you have no business wearing, and going to a big mansion where they sequester you off into a little room with everybody else that is getting pitched these wines with someone who's coming up trying to tell you why their wine is the best, why you should buy a case of their wine. So we had so much fun. It was a constant buzz from like Saturday to Wednesday. So I definitely needed a couple of days after that to recover.
All right, Mo, because Mo's was a big old mystery. Come Thursday, Friday, he didn't even know where he was going.
No, I had no idea. This was me putting my fate in my lady's hands because she's very well traveled. I mean, well beyond me. So she came to me with this idea, like, I know how you are, but how would you feel if I surprised you and took you somewhere? Because she knew I wouldn't want to go to the destination because it would be too far. Now I know that's why she didn't want to tell me.
Was she right?
She was very right. Very okay. Right.
And so before you tell us where you get to, how long was the flight?
So she told me, she was like, here's what I'll tell you. Because a lot of people apparently don't realize that the way flights are set up now, someone else can completely book your reservation. You don't have to look at your boarding pass at all throughout your travels. So a lot of people were taken aback by that. But all I knew was that there were two flights and the first one was to Amsterdam. That's what I knew. So me and my guy were trying to kind of guess what would be the next flight of where we were going.
So in Europe, Amsterdam's like a major hub mm-hmm. from the United States. That doesn't tell you anything.
And that's what I've learned.
Right.
So I knew that part, which that flight, I want to say, was about 7 hours. And outside of that, I had no idea what the second flight was going to be. When we got to Amsterdam finally and we got to the gate, I thought it would be on the gate, like you can on the screen so you can see it, but it wasn't. And they announced it twice, but I missed it. I just happened to miss the announcement both times. So literally all the way to walking onto the flight and sitting down, when I finally sat down, it was a screen in front of me that had, and I didn't see the place first. I just saw like the scenery. There was animals, there was safaris on the video. And then that's when it started to hit me. And I looked at her and she was looking at me and I was like, "Are you taking me to Africa?" And she was like, "Yes, I'm taking you to Africa."
You're in Amsterdam. You just found out you're going to Africa.
I just found out that I'm going because I saw Zanzibar at the bottom of the screen and I'm not as well traveled as she. So I was like, "That sounds like Africa." Like, I'm pretty sure.
It starts with a Z. It must be in Africa.
It has to be in Africa. And that was the moment I found out. And I mean, she had been planning this for months now. And I'd always wanted to go to Africa, but she knows that the Africa trip I'm doing with my family that we're trying to plan is a big deal. But she wanted to show me that there were other parts of Africa where we could just go and it'd be more island-like. It wouldn't be the safaris. It can be a beach. And she wanted to show me that. And she showed me. And then that's how we ended up going to Zanzibar. And I'd learned that she'd had this plan with a few other people for months now. And I was legit speechless. Like, I don't know if I'd ever been that speechless in my life. I didn't know what to say, what to do. I was fighting back tears. I was like, no one has ever done anything remotely close to this for me. And she surprised me with a trip to Africa.
What were some of the cultural differences that surprised you? First of all, I'm pretty well traveled. And when I heard it was Zanzibar, I'm like, I had to do a Google search. I'm like, I think it's off of Africa.
I'm exactly sure. It's, well, it's funny because it was the most relaxing trip I've ever had because that's mostly what we did. We didn't do a lot. We went to the mainland. We took a boat for 2 hours to the mainland to see just some of the different parts of Africa. But for the most part, you get there, it's an island, it's secluded. We were in like a over the water villa.
Nice.
It was beautiful. It's nothing but just water out there. The people are so nice and so amazing. The Wi-Fi hardly worked. Which
how barbaric.
Oh, can you imagine?
The third world crap is
right. So that ended up being my favorite part of the trip because you just had to put your phone away.
Yeah.
You didn't have any choice. Like, you just wasn't going to be posting pictures. It wasn't going to be that kind of a trip. And it literally was just 5 days on an island in Zanzibar, the four of us, just enjoying each other's company. And it was incredible.
You just fantastic, checked another man. Continent off your list.
I can. Yeah. Yep.
It wasn't that long ago when you joined this show where you'd only been to like one island.
I think it was Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
That's as far as I've been. I stepped it up a bit.
Yeah, you have.
The Burt Show.